The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on the Gathering Radio Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Gathering Radio Show on the ParaX Radio Network. I'm Stephanie.
And this is Heidi, and we are here on another, what is it?
It's Tune In Tuesday.
Tune In Tuesday. I was thinking Talkative Tuesday.
Talkative Tuesday. Oh, that's a good one. Talkative Tuesday. I like that even better. I was kind of at a loss. I thought everyone in the chat room would come up with a good T word because they were asking, and I said suggestions, but nobody suggested anything.
Oh, no, Jerry did. He said Tongue Twister Tuesday. I thought that was good.
I totally missed that.
Sherry said Turkey Tuesday.
I like the tongue twister. Well, we'll have to do that next week.
Tongue
next week
Tuesday.
Will be
that's a good
tongue
one.
Twister Tuesday. I'm going to write that down so we don't forget.
Yeah, we have the memory of a gnat lately, so
yes.
We'll remember it for about 10 seconds.
I wrote it down. So next week. Okay. So how are you, Heidi?
I am good. Busy as always, but good, and it's sunny, so that makes everything better.
Yes. Yes, it's been so cloudy up here, you know, so it's so nice to see the sun.
It is, and it's getting warmer, which
yeah,
we appreciate. Minnesota.
For sure. Yes, absolutely. Because this morning it was 34 degrees. I had on my winter jacket when I took Mellie for a walk.
Yeah, it was. The garden is not getting planted yet, that's for sure. We lost a bunch of flowers already that have come up. And they're not up anymore. Sad,
I know, because it got so cold. I know, gosh. Oh, well.
Yep. That'll have to wait.
We will push on and we will be just fine. So it's all good. So anything shaking in here? What?
What you been up to?
You know, I feel like I just have been so busy and I can't really tell you what all I've been doing. Nothing tremendously exciting, I guess. You know, I've just been kind of doing stuff around the house and do a lot of errands on the weekend. This weekend was like just full of, and then I tried to put down mulch in between things and I put down how many bags of mulch? 17 bags of mulch. I still have 3 yet to do, but I still need to buy probably 20 more bags, I got to say, you know, so it's just a process every spring because we have so many areas that need the wood chips, right? And they just kind of disappear. Yeah. Over the winter, they just start they go back into the ground.
I get 22 bags. I can fit 22 bags in my vehicle. Mm-hmm. And last year, I hardly put a dent in my yard. And I went and did, I don't know, 7 loads of mulch. So, and that was hardly a dent. And now I've got to do some of those areas over again. And the areas I didn't get to, I'm like, forget it. I'm going to plant trees. So we bought an apple tree and I'm going to plant an apple tree where one of my gardens is. Because I'm like, forget it. I can keep mulching like this. It's going to kill me.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know, right? Yeah, so that's 7. So that's 20 bags I bought. And I think I probably need at least another 20, maybe 30, actually. You know? So,
I wish that's all I needed. I mean, granted, I love that I have a big yard. I'm doing the math here because I'm seriously like, that's 154 bags of mulch. I bet it is 154 that I bought last year. And I wasn't even close to putting a dent in everything.
Mm-hmm.
154 bags of mulch. Are you nuts, Heidi? I am. I must
be. Well, and last year we bought it by the bulk, right? We had a trailer. We went and bought, I don't know, 2 yards, I think, last year because, you know, we created some more gardens in the front and put dirt up against the house and we did a whole bunch of other stuff. And oh my God, it was like never ending last year. So this year, again, you know, here we go with more. And it's not like it's, you know, 50 cents a bag. It's kind of expensive, you know? So I don't know. It is what it is. But it looks so nice when it's done.
It does. I'm doing different. I don't know. I'm going to do something different this year. I have to because that'll kill me. You know what I've been getting a lot of lately? Oh, I just looked and I have paint all over my hands. I'm painting my bathroom right now. In between all the other things that I have going on, I decided to redo my bathroom. But you know what I've gotten a lot of in the last couple of weeks are home clearings again. Those just ramped up all of a sudden. I think I've done two and I've got two or three more just in the next couple of weeks that I've got to figure out how to fit in, which is good.
Yeah.
You know, that I can help and do this, but it's like, what is going on? So yeah, lots of interesting activity in people's homes again. Get this. Okay. So I did one yesterday. Tim and I went to this house yesterday. There was, this is terrible. There's a gal and she was getting scratched, right? Pretty bad scratches. She took pictures. She sent them to me. And her husband found on the wife's side of the bed in the morning, he found a clump of hair that had been pulled out and there was still skin attached to it.
Oh my.
And it wasn't hers. It wasn't his wife. It's just him and his wife. And it was this, she has really dark brown, wavy, curly hair.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And this hair was scraggly, grayish. It looked like it maybe was brown at one point, but it isn't. Like light brown. And it was scraggly. It was like gray hair. It was not, it was, and it was not her hair. Definitely not her hair. But there was a piece of skin at the end in this clump that was still there. And it was found on her side of the bed. The husband found it the next morning. You know, they slept in the bed. The bed has been slept in, and just perfectly on her side of the bed was this clump of hair. She wasn't in the bed anymore. And it was like, oh my gosh. So, and this is, she was getting scratched. Anytime she got scratched, they heard an animal, some kind of animal, up in the ceiling crawling around. And they said, it's not a mouse. It was like if there was a raccoon up there, but there's no way the raccoon would be in between the floor and the ceiling. You know, it's, it wasn't the attic. It was in, like if they were in the basement, they would hear it in the kitchen above them, but there's nothing, no animals. So they were like, this is
bizarre.
This is creepy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I happily took the clump of hair. I said, do you want me to get rid of that for you? Because I don't think, I didn't want them to have it there. I said, you guys dispose of it or do you want me to take it? And they said, do you want to take it? I said, I will take it if you don't mind if I keep it. And they're
what
like,
are you
going to
do with it?
Halloween open house. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. I was just,
I'm framing that baby. Framing it. Are you serious? It's like the hair was, there's a knot. It's tied into a, it's like a knot at the base where this piece of skin is. It's all ratted up there, and then it's just this long strands of hair together in this little clump. Like, you can't pull it apart because it's all knotted at the base.
Wow.
I don't know. It's weird. And
that's bizarre.
Yeah, and Sherry asked if I'm going to DNA test it. No, I'm not going to DNA test it because what? I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Because then I have to probably get rid of it, and I don't want to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And then Karen said, you are so weird. Well, I know. The only reason I'm keeping it is because of my Halloween open house. Otherwise, I would not keep it because that's kind of disturbing. I totally get it. I'm going to keep it at the studio for the Halloween open house. I'm going to frame it. I'm going to get a nice frame.
Oh.
Maybe some velvet background, you know, make
red
it look kind of cool. Yeah. Who knows? I have to see what makes it stand out more. But I said, I'm happy to take it for you if you don't mind that I use it for the Halloween open house, as long as I keep it, you know, keep it contained. I don't need it running amok at my studio either.
Right. Right. Oh, yeah.
But I thought, how creepy and awesome is that? Get it out of their house, which is helpful for them, and then I'll take it. And Karen in the chat room said, you're so excited. I am excited about this. I know. Oh, it's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. Oh, for sure. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I want to help. And I think, like, because what are the odds, right? You're not going to find something like this just laying around your house.
No.
Like, that's just, with all the stuff that was happening there. And then we find out from the homeowners, because I told them when we walked in, Tim and I were like, this is the land. It is not just this house. I would imagine everybody in this area is having problems. And at the end of the home clearing, so we told them everything. And then they said to us, they said, you know what? You guys are right. There is so many bizarre, odd happenings in all the neighbors. It's a small little community. And so many weird things are happening, like houses burning down and whatever. I mean, these energies do not want people there on the land.
Is it a new housing development?
No, it's been there since the 90s. I mean, this stuff has been going on forever. I mean, this whole neighborhood has had a weird plague of issues, and it's like bizarre stuff happening.
Did they have pets? You don't think it's from a dog or a cat or something?
No, not this.
It was long.
Really long. Yeah. It's like 6 or 7 inches long.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, and there you have they have a dog that looks like some kind of poodle mix.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
That shorter curly hair.
Sure.
Yeah. So I'm glad we went there because we figured out what was going on, but it was like, holy buckets, this place is... Everybody's going to have problems. And they said, yep, everybody's had problems here.
Interesting. So, yeah, well, probably, you know, we do find those areas where there's a lot of energy that just doesn't want people there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know we had one when I was with Sim down in Apple Valley that was kind of the same way. You know, there's definitely this one house that had it. And then the neighbors were all coming to us too. And, you know, same thing. It just depends on, craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, so lots of exciting things going on. It's Dave is saying if it's a scalp, you may be on dangerous ground.
In what way you mean?
Well, if it's Dave. If it's Native American energy, right? If it's First Nations,
well, and that it is, there it is. I'm sure Native energy. It's on a lake area. It's in this area that's right on this lake. It's really beautiful. And anyway.
Yeah. And Dave's saying if it's Native, you can't keep it. Yeah. That would be a bad thing for sure.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't have any idea. The woman that we were dealing with, not the human, the entity was not Native American that was doing this. She is not.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I would imagine there's been Native peoples there and at some point in time, but the entity that we're dealing with is not Native. I'm quite clear on that. She is not Native. Whatever she's doing, if she's doing it on behalf of something, or I just feel like she is part of this group that is like, you can't be here. It's our place, but she's not Native. So I don't know what people or spirits are saying that this is their place, but it's not Native, even though Natives might have been there in the past.
Right.
But what we're dealing with is not Native. I know that for sure. So.
Okay. Interesting.
But yeah, I'll keep it on. I will be careful. Yeah.
Well, if bad things start happening, Heidi, get rid of it for sure.
Well, I know how to deal with that stuff. Yeah, of course I will.
I'm just saying.
I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it.
Is a way to know. Okay, I'm curious to know how would you know that? You know,
how would you know what?
If it's Native American, who did Steph scalp? Oh, I wouldn't scalp anybody. Come on, me.
Well, I know for sure that who we were dealing with is not Native. The people, the spirits, you know, this group that's trying to drive people out.
The ones that you're
not a Native group.
Yep.
So that I know. But I'm still curious as to what kind of info Dave has. That I'm curious as to what he thinks.
Yeah.
If it was, what that would mean.
Yeah. Maybe he can private message us or something and let us know what to do.
Yeah.
So tonight we're going to talk about reincarnation because I think we've touched on it a few times, but we've never had a whole show about that subject. So I think I hope everybody in the chat room talks about their experiences and what they believe also, you know, because I think that'll make it really fun. You know, so reincarnation, I mean, we all know what it is, right? I mean, it's the thought that when we pass on from this life, at some point we're reincarnated into something else or someone else. And lots of people, including you, Heidi, believe that it's inevitable, right? That you just keep moving and you're moving along and you're something else and there's lessons to be learned in each lifetime. And maybe once all those lessons are learned, then maybe you can finally be at peace and not be reincarnated again, right? That's kind of the gist of it.
No, I don't think that you're not at peace if until you stop reincarnating. I don't think that's it at all. But I do believe that you reincarnate, and not just here. I think that we have multiple lives in many different ways, shapes and forms, places, you know, times. And it's just part of a vibrational journey, an energy journey. And it is part of a learning or going into help. You know, it may not be that you're learning anything, but you're helping because you're in a different place than where you're going. And so you can help or do something that could make a change or a difference or whatever. But I don't think that you're not at peace until you've fully ascended. Like, I don't think that that's the case at all. I think that there's a lot of good, you know, in reincarnating and in not, you know, having a body, just being a energy being, that there is good there too. But yeah, it's interesting because it's one of those topics that I think evolves. I don't know that I don't know how anyone could have a handle on it and say, this is how it works, period.
Right.
Because I've probably said that in the past. And then I went, oh, wait, because right? You learn more, right? And you find out different things as you're doing whatever. And with the work that I do, where I ask a different question to my guides and they answer it. And I'm like, oh, whoa, wait a minute. That doesn't fit with what I knew. Mm-hmm. So now I got to try and figure out how to put that into my thoughts. And mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, so I think it's one of those, for me anyway, it's one of those things that keeps evolving.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't, how could anybody know exactly how it works? I don't think anybody can. You can know exactly how it works now, as much information as you have.
Right.
And then I just think there's two, it's, you know, we're talking about infinity.
Right.
And so how can that have, you know, everything point of view?
You know, there was a movie out probably 20 years ago with Robin Williams. Jerry, you know the name of it. I know you're tuned in. I can't remember it, what the name of it was. It was an interesting story. These two found each other, married, had children, both died, met each other again in heaven and or wherever the beyond is. And then they said, are you ready to try it all over again? And they said, yes, we'll find each other again. And that was really cool, right? And so,
cool. I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah.
I could probably look it up if it's Robin Williams.
Yeah. Jerry should have, because Jerry watches it quite often because he really likes that one. So I know he has it. So I'm waiting for him to pipe in, or maybe he's still thinking about it. But what dreams may come, maybe. Is that it? I bet that's it. What dreams may come. But yeah.
Huh.
I'll have to check that out. Yeah, that's a very interesting movie. I just told you what the ending is. But anyway.
I'm going to live. I'll be fine.
Anyway, yeah. No.
You know, here's the deal. The movie's 20 years old and I haven't seen it. I'm sorry. I can't get upset with anyone doing a spoiler.
Right. Yeah, so. No, it's at least 20 years old. I'm thinking it might be even older. I don't know, maybe 90s.
It just came out last week. I'd be
upset and say, what the heck are you telling me that for? Yeah, no, that is a good movie. And what a cool way to think about it. Yeah. So, and you know, we've often said that we keep finding each other in whatever lifetime we're in. You know, we see somebody and, oh my gosh, I feel like I've known you for 1,000 years. Well, probably because you have, you know, there's not that many people in the world that you feel that way about, you know?
And not that we find the same people over and over, because we have to mix it up.
Right.
Too.
Right.
There's different reasons to mix it up. And there's certain people that you might work with over and over for a while,
mm-hmm.
you know, but then you mix it up.
Right. Well, for sure. But, you know, every once in a while, I say, there's those people that you just feel like you're instantly comfortable with, and you feel like you've known them forever because you probably have, you know? In a different lifetime. So now you have you been regressed, had life regression, past life regression?
I've done it. I've done it, and I don't know that I would do it again. I've had visions of past lives for sure. I wasn't being regressed. They just popped in. And so I've seen enough. I've had people look at my history. I had one guy, and it was in a class, and he was the teacher. I was taking a class, and he we were doing some kind of assignment. It was, I don't even know what it was. We were doing some kind of, I don't know. I won't call it meditation because that's not what it was. I can't remember what it was. And he looked at me and he was like, wow, you've had a lot of trauma in your history. And I went, okay. And he said, I mean, he looked sick to his stomach. And he's like, I can't even tell you. And I said, I don't want to know. That's fine. Like, why would I want to know that trauma and something that makes him look like he's going to get sick? Like, I don't want to know. Thank you. That's absolutely fine. And I know that I've had more than just that, but he was like, wow, you've had a lot of it, like lots of lifetimes. And I went, well, who hasn't? I'm sure lots of people have. But have you done a regression?
No.
Do you want
not
to?
At all. Not really.
Yeah, I don't.
It's you know, it's one of those things that I guess I don't really care to know, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I have mixed feelings about it because I think when you do a past life regression, if you want to know just because you're curious, that's one thing. But if you want to know because you're wanting to do something about it or to, you know, like channel that energy or channel that lifestyle or whatever, then I think that's not the point of why you're here now. Mm-hmm. Because I think a lot of people, some people get lost in past lives. You know, and you hear those stories about people, like especially kids, who remember past lives, clearly remember. And it's like, wow, that's kind of a ripoff, you know, because you're supposed to be here now for this lifetime.
Yes.
You're not supposed to be diving into the past life and trying to do all this, you know, whatever, or try and be that same person again. That's not why we're here in this lifetime. So I just, you know, I caution people who want to do it. It's like, well, why do you want to do it? What's going on?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Past lives come up when I do energy work quite a bit, but we don't give a lot of detail because it's like, well, you don't need to know all of it. It's just if we're doing some kind of healing work, it's helpful to know that it came from a past life. But we don't want to get so wrapped up in the past life that we lose who we are in this lifetime.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. That's what I think. You know, it's like knowing the future. I'm not a person that would frequent a future teller or a fortune teller either. I mean, I think we need to live in the present, you know, and we don't need to worry about what's going to happen in the future, you know, or think about whatever. You can have guidance, of course. You can have readings and, you know, tell them what you're thinking about and what are they thinking, and they do the cards and whatever and blah, blah, blah. You do this too. But, you know, it's not the same as like fortune telling, for example, you know, the old way to do that. I don't care to know the future either. You know what I mean? I think we need to look, like I said, we need to live in the present. But I do think if we have lived in the past, you know, it shapes us as to what we are today for sure. And these whole experiences about meeting people and saying, gosh, I just feel like I've known you forever, you know, and you just met him an hour ago. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's something. And because it doesn't happen very often, you know, once in a blue moon, you know, and those are the ones I'm pretty sure you've probably lived with before, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely some soul contracts happening and you've probably been in lifetimes before, which is why you're reconnecting in this lifetime. Or, you know, and sometimes it's not because you're supposed to do something together or be together or whatever. It's just, you know, sometimes I think it's a little bit of a check-in, like you bump into this person and it kind of jolts you into kind of seeing where you're at right now and seeing if that makes sense. If you like where you're at, you know, and if it doesn't, then it can be a course correction. Or if it is, then it's like, wow, this is just a really cool experience. So, So I think that it's cool when it happens. I mean, sometimes it's painful, you know, sometimes people, it really does kind of mess you up. I've worked with people who have met someone that they really feel like they met in a past life, and now it's really messing with their current life. And it's like, well, you have to look at where your current life is, where you're not happy, because why is this putting such pressure on it all of a sudden? Mm-hmm. You know, that is there something that you're really not happy with? And this kind of is an awakening, you know?
Kat in the chat room is saying, it's always struck me as odd that if we reincarnate to learn lessons and can't remember what we messed up the last time, how would you not repeat it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right. True.
Yeah. No, it's a good point and a good question. I think for we're not supposed to remember past lives, or we would, right? But it's an opportunity, because some things are so hard, you know, and we get to make choices. We get to choose what direction we go. We get to, you know, decide along the way. And, you know, it's interesting. I think, as far as I can see it at this point, you know, again, I'm sure this might change down the road, but you get out of the life and you look back and you go, man, I did that again, didn't I? You know, there's, I'll give my own example. Here's an example of my own life. So I had, and I've done readings with other people. I like getting readings. I just want to see, you know, what's going on. And I had a reading where she did some work with past lives through astrology, right? And I didn't realize it was going to be part of the reading. And she said that I had so many lifetimes where I was in a family and I was kind of lost in the family. Probably, you know, I think on some level, being an intuitive, you know, and you can't be seen for that in certain times, you know, of our past. And also types of families, you know, if you think of, you know, different types of families where you're hidden, you can't be seen for who you are, you know, whatever type of family that is. And so she said, you've had a lot of that in your past where you have been immersed in family and you could never announce your authentic self. You could never stand on your own. You were always immersed in family, whether, you know, whatever situation it was, you could never be your authentic self and, and claim yourself. You were always, you know, within this family life. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Because I look at this lifetime, and from a young age, I remember deciding I wasn't going to have kids. Like, I'm not going to have kids. I don't want to have children. And it was such a strong, like, I don't know where it came from. I don't know where it came from. But it was one of those things that I just knew, like, I had to do it this way this time. I wasn't going to have children, and I wasn't going to, you know, I was going to do something else with my life instead of having a family first. And if I had a family someday down the road, which I do now, and I'm super grateful, but I was able to, you know, do some really cool stuff with my spiritual journey and starting a business and all this neat stuff, that would that have happened if I had a family? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But I knew from the beginning. And so I had this reading just a few years ago, and she said, well, you know, it's interesting that you chose a life where you would be standing on your own and being fully seen, which is the exact opposite of what you've been doing for so many past lives. And I thought, well, that's interesting, because that was probably a choice that I had to make. But I also remember in my early 20s thinking, maybe I should just have a family. Maybe I should just do this. Maybe that's what's expected. Maybe I shouldn't do this. What if I regret not having a family? What if? And I could feel that pull. And so I could see where it would be like, oh, maybe I'll just have a family, and then I can always do my business later. I can always figure this out later. So I can see where there's this pull. And if you back out and look at it from like a past life perspective, you know, and making different choices, no, I don't remember those past lives. I still don't remember those past lives. You know, and I'm told this by someone that I do trust as an astrologer, but I can see where you would maybe make the same choice again, because for some reason it feels comfortable, or it feels like it's the right thing to do, or whatever the reason you're choosing it, right? But there was something inside of me saying, no, I'm going to do it different this time. And I didn't even know what I was saying that for.
Right.
So I think it's part of this past life, you know, where you come back and you, like, going back to Kat's statement about, you know, you don't remember it, but you're trying to do something different. And I'm like, yeah, that's why it's so hard. But that's where you really can, you know, just like tune into who you are and say, I need to make these choices. I need to decide. And where am I feeling the pull? And do I feel like that's like, you know, like, I want to say a rut, because that, I don't know, I'm going to call it my old rut, because apparently I did it a lot. And it felt, I could feel that pull, even though there was something inside of me saying no, 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 but I could still feel it there. And so I don't know. It's interesting, because we come and we get to decide, and that's what makes it hard, is because we don't know, you know, what we did. And so we really have to, like, tune in and listen to our inner self, our soul self, our higher self, whatever, and see, you know, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing this time?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's true. Absolutely. Yeah. It's just kind of a mind-boggling thing, because the thing is, like a lot of other things supernatural, we just don't know. I mean, we can hypothesize and tell our experiences, but we don't have the definitive answers for any of this, for sure. Karen's saying, I can't remember what I did yesterday. Exactly. Sometimes I walk into another room in the house, and I don't remember exactly why I went in there. You know? So, absolutely. But you know what? It's already been 30 minutes, and so we are going to go to commercial break, and we will be back in two. This is the Gathering Radio Show on the Para X Radio Network.
Oh, hey, Heidi, what are you listening to? Heidi. Oh, hey, Steph.
Hey,
what has your attention?
Oh, I'm listening to Para X, the calling radio show. Have you ever heard of it?
No, I haven't. What's it all about?
Well, it's hosted by three guys, Jerry, Alan, and Will, and they talk about paranormal investigations, UFOs, cryptozoology, psychic phenomenon, all sorts of stuff.
Oh, well, it's kind of like The Gathering, but on Wednesday, right?
Yep, you got it.
The Calling.
The Calling.
The Calling.
The Calling.
The Calling. The Calling Radio Show, every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on Para X.
In order for the light to shine so brightly, the darkness must be present. Tune in every Monday at 10 o'clock for Dark Sun Rising on the Para X Radio Network.
Vampires, werewolves, skinwalkers, all of this and more, Sunday nights at midnight on the Staring Into the Abyss radio show. Come, get lost with us.
Welcome back to the Gathering Radio Show on the Para X Radio Network. We're talking about reincarnation tonight. We've had some really cool discussions with the chat room folks. So we love hearing your comments and questions. And if you have any past life memories or know of someone who has a past life experience, we'd love to hear about it in the chat room. So start typing, everyone.
Start typing.
start typing. We want to hear what your thoughts are, especially experiences, because that always fascinates me when someone has a past life memory or has heard about it. Like, you hear about these stories on, you know, like people around, I don't know, the planet. Mm-hmm. There's this one kid. This is, I looked this up online because I had to find a couple of these. And there was this kid. He was like 2 years old. He said to his dad, "When I was your age, I changed your diaper." And this kid was barely 2 years old, talking to his dad, and he said that to his dad, and the dad was like, yeah, sure, okay. And he made more comments, this kid made more comments like that to his dad over the next few months, and they finally started to figure out that Sam, the kid, believed he was his deceased grandfather, so his dad's late father, who had come back to the family.
Interesting.
And then they asked him, well, how'd you come back? And the little kid said, I just went whoosh and came out the portal.
Ooh, I just went whoosh and came through the portal.
Came out the portal. And I'm like, well, okay. But who uses portal when they're two, right?
Yes.
2 year olds.
Exactly. Exactly. So, that's something most 2 years old wouldn't know that, you know. So cool. But
and then the kid, he also said, did he have any siblings? And he replied he had a sister who turned into a fish. They asked this. So this is the kid who thinks he's the reincarnated grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, your sister turned into a fish? And he said, yeah. And he goes, who turned her into a fish? And the little kid said, some bad guys. She died. And what's interesting is the grandfather had a sister who had been murdered 60 years earlier, and her body was found floating in San Francisco Bay.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Wow. That is like a jaw-dropper, really, when you think about it.
And the grandfather was never alive when the little kid, he died before the little kid was born. So,
yeah. Well, he would have had to, I guess.
Right. I mean, obviously. But it's not like he was around even to hear, like, no. And he's two. He was two.
So do you think when we pass out of this life, do you think we just hang around in the other world for a while? Or do we immediately get sent back to another body? Or what are you thinking? I kind of think it's free will, right? So I kind of think you can just kind of hang out for a while. And maybe not choose to be reincarnated if you don't want to, right?
I think that's a possible. There's that option.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think people reincarnate right away most of the time.
Right.
I don't think it's probably not a good idea. From what I've seen, a lot of people need to go through a healing process, a detaching process. Because when we become human, a lot of us really like being human. Even the spiritual people, we really get connected with this place. So there's a process of like detaching and detangling that I think some of us need to do. Mm-hmm. So to just zoom right back in would be kind of a mess. Well, but I also don't think that everybody just gets to decide what they want to do when they come out of their body. I know that I've seen some people, they have to go through a process that they don't get to choose based on what was happening in their life that they lived. Mm-hmm. So they don't get to choose. And not that they won't get to choose forever, but just maybe that.
But okay, so what I'm wondering though is, so you know, you hear all these near-death experiences about people who have died maybe for a period of time and then they're brought back to life and they talk about, you know, they were with their deceased relatives, mom, dad, sisters, whatever. So obviously we don't get reincarnated right away. I mean, what are your thoughts about that? You know, and the other thing is, so there's that aspect of it all. So people have said, yes, you know, they were there. They were there waiting for me. And you know yourself, and I know from experience that, you know, my dad, for example, still hangs around. Last week I had a dream and my grandpa showed up. Okay, I don't know why. I've never dreamt about him. He passed away in, I don't know if it was 1986 or 1987, my grandpa Frank. And there he was. He popped into my dream and said, hey, Steffi, or whatever. And I hugged him. I just remember hugging him really hard and it felt so good. And then he was gone, right? So what is that? Mm-hmm. So it's like, so I think they must stay around for quite a while. I mean, don't you? I mean, it's just really all kind of mind-numbing, I think, you know?
Well, not necessarily, because if you think about, I mean, souls are pretty amazing, and I don't know everything about them, obviously. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody can, but you could have a soul that you've reincarnated, and you can go visit someone, you know, especially if your body is sleeping, you can go and visit someone, so you know, if you've reincarnated, you can go back as your other self and visit a family member if you feel like they need that, or someone is calling you to say, hey, go visit this one and just tell them you're okay, or let them know you love them or whatever. You know, we can do things like that and still be reincarnated. You know, I mean, I look at my dad and he came back for a while. I don't think he reincarnated for a while. I think he was doing some other things, but now I haven't seen him for a long time. And so I'm assuming he's doing something else, whether he's reincarnated or is doing some other kind of work. I really haven't seen him for a long time. So, and he's been gone for 25 years, 26 years this year. So, so it's, you know, but if he needed to come back, I'm sure he could, even if he's reincarnated or somewhere else or doing whatever he's doing. But I don't think you stay, there's not a timeline from what I've seen anyway so far that says you're going to stay out of body for this long and then you're going to go into a body and you're going to go. Because time is also a weird little factor too, because what if you come back and you go into what we would consider the past? Mm-hmm. You go into a past life that's actually in our past as a reincarnated person, you know? Because I don't think time is, it's not a linear path.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I do.
It twists me up a little thinking about it, because it's like, whoa, this is so cool. But it's weird.
Yeah, it's kind
it's
of
weird to think about it.
Kind of mind-boggling, don't you think? Really? Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that make you go, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
There's I mean,
a song in there somewhere.
You know?
Let's see here. Kat is saying, she said, what if she's, okay, she's got a lot of comments here. Okay.
She does. I know. She's just really, she's writing them down. I love it.
I'm going to just read all of these from Kat here so far. It says, I wonder if we have a choice where we go, or it's just that when we're ready to have another go around, we go wherever's open. And then she says, if everyone keeps reincarnating before whatever else there is, it seems like we'd get, we'd have more very wise people to try and get the rest of us straightened out. You know, you hope that that's the way it goes, that you get smarter each time you come around. I don't know if that's necessarily the case, especially if you're doing something you haven't done before.
Right.
And you're just a beginner like everybody else. I mean, you might have some wisdom that you can pull on if you're lucky. But and then she said maybe they're just wise enough to know they can lead horses to water, even force their head into it, but drinking or drowning is still up to the horse. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And then her last comment here is people have to be born with souls. Maybe there's a deficit and there's more people every year than there were the last. Yeah. Well, and where do souls come from, right? So, I mean, the Earth has a vast population now compared to what it was, you know, at the beginning of time. Where are all these souls coming from? You know?
They're not just coming from... They're coming from everywhere. I mean, we don't just reincarnate here.
Right.
On Earth.
Right. So they
There's lots of other places that we would go. Lots of other times. And so there's lots of other souls that would come here too.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they're even, they wouldn't be considered human souls. I mean, they're just like energies. Like, I don't know that we're necessarily always a human soul. Maybe just when we reincarnate here and then we change to something else. You know, when we reincarnate somewhere else or go somewhere else.
Karen's saying it's a popular hotspot.
Oh, Earth?
Earth.
Probably not. I mean, Earth is cool in a lot of ways, but I'm guessing this is like low vibration compared to a lot of other places. Mm-hmm. So it might be like you have to go there. Everybody has to go there or else nobody would go there. So I don't know. I don't mean to.
I don't know either.
Earth is cool, but it's such a heavy place for a soul, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true. Absolutely true.
So there's interesting, let me scoot back here. I want to see. So Joe says, do you think it happens that people are born at the wrong time or the wrong year or the wrong decade? And then Cindy followed it up and says, or in the wrong body. Oh, yeah. I wonder how often that stuff might get screwed up. Or people try and mess things around. You know, they try and do something and it messes it up. Like they're trying to be clever. A soul is trying to get something, you know, or do something, or some other being is interfering.
Right. Or how about the ones that you see in, you know, of course, I'm talking Hollywood shows and stuff. But I mean, there have been a few where like someone has died and they might be around someone who has also just maybe on the edge, and they boot in there and take over their body.
Yeah.
So, like, what do they call that? Body snatching or something? I wonder if that's really a real thing.
I would assume that can happen.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking about that show that Jennifer...
If you can do it when someone's alive.
Yeah.
You know, you channel someone and they don't leave. I would assume it could happen if someone's, like, having a near-death experience.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And remember that show... Boy, I sure can't remember the name of it now. It was on so many years ago now. But she was like a medium and she could see ghosts and spirits and stuff. And then her husband died in an accident and then hopped into somebody else's body. And she knew it was him, right? So then they were together still. But how odd is that, right? I mean, Jennifer Love Hewitt was in it. And what was the name of that? I'll think of it. But yeah, bizarre. Bizarre. Jerry is saying, in most beliefs involving reincarnation, the soul is seen as immortal, and the only thing that becomes perishable is the body. Upon death, the soul becomes transmigrated into a new infant or animal to live again. The term transmigration means passing of soul from one body to another after death. Yeah, and that's true.
Well, yeah, and I just, from like my experiences, I don't see it happening immediately. Mm-hmm. You know, that there's a healing process that needs to happen in right. between,
right?
Which is just my thought, my belief.
Ghost Whisperer. Yeah. That's it, Jerry. That's exactly what the name of that show is, Ghost Whisperer. Yeah. Kat saying, I didn't sign one to experience to say the same crap I have, right? Sign on. Yeah, I didn't sign up for this again, right? Yeah, I get it. But, yeah, I don't know. The body's soul wants to leave. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. The new soul contracts to have a body. Yeah, right? Oh, my. I don't know. Lots of crazy remarks here in the chat room. But the point is nobody really knows. Nobody really knows how this all works, you know?
Oh, I mean, I know as much as I've seen with the work that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But again, I would expect that would continue to evolve as I continue to do this work, because things keep coming up, you know, that you mm-hmm. now see something you haven't seen before. It's like, oh, my gosh, that's mm-hmm. cool. Okay, now I have to add that into what I already know. It's like a new course. You know, mm-hmm. you're doing a course on reincarnation with your spirit guides. And as new chapters come up, you learn more of that course. And so it's interesting to have new perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I work with clients and things come up and I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that that's a thing. Or now I realize it's a thing and I guess it makes sense, but I've never thought about it. So now it's like, mm-hmm. oh, I can add that into my database, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, like, for example, the deja vu, right? All of us have experienced it at one time or another and thought, I've been here before. Mm-hmm. You know, you have never been there before in this lifetime, but some mm-hmm. other lifetime you have been. You know, they say people that are intuitive, such as people like us, probably have lived many past lives. The other one is that I read about was empaths, you know, people who actually feel others' emotions, and, you know, which is what we all are too. And it's like, you know, that means technically that you've probably lived other lives. So, yeah. And so I guess, you know, we're probably all old souls here, you know, and have lived many lives someplace, you know. And I think we do keep finding our soulmates and soul people that, you know, people that we know have known from prior lifetimes, you know. Like the grandpa, you know, and being 2 years old and telling his dad that I changed you when you were this age, whatever, and talked about the sister that was a fish and, you know, the whole nine yards. I mean, it's really cool, isn't it, when you think about it?
Mm-hmm. It is. No, I think it's fascinating stuff. And I don't know. There's just so many examples of things that you hear about, like people that you go, you can't, if you don't believe in past lives, how do you explain this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, with what some of the things that people talk about, or especially kids, you know, mm-hmm. when they have here, let me read one here. I'm going to read another one. There's a kid that, and I don't know when this was a few years ago, but there's a boy named Ryan, and he was 4 years old, and he would wake up screaming in the middle of the night. And he had been pleading over months with his mother to take him to the house where he'd lived before. Mm-hmm. And he would be in tears and beg her to bring him to his glittering life in Hollywood, complete with a big house, a pool, and a fast car. And it was so fabulous. And he said, I can't live in these current conditions. My last home was much better. Mm. And so, and this was in Oklahoma that they were living. And so she'd go into his room at night, and he kept repeating the words, I'm so homesick. I am so homesick. And she'd try and comfort him. And she was like, it was weird because it felt like he was a little old man. And he couldn't remember all the details of his life, so he was really frustrated, you know, mm-hmm. but he could remember enough. And so she went to the library one day and took some books out about old Hollywood and brought him home. And she went through some of the books with him, hoping that, you know, it would just make him happy to look at some of these pictures of old Hollywood, right? And he got really excited one night with a book that there was a Still scene of a movie. I'm reading this. Still scene of a movie from 1932 called Night After Night. And he stopped her and shouted, pointing at the picture of one of the actors, and said, "That's me. That's the old me." And pointed right at the picture. And he was like, "That is me. That's my photo." And the mom was like freaked out. She's like, "Yeah, what?" This little 4-year-old is pointing at this picture from 1932 and saying, "That's my picture. That's who I was." Mm-hmm. And anyway, so yeah, it's interesting, you know. And how do you, other than that, like, how do you prove it? He's right. Probably got to come up with a lot of details that wouldn't be in a book or online or whatever that would prove the story, you know, if you had to make him prove it, I guess. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting though, when you hear about that stuff, because you're like, how could a 4-year-old come up with that? You know? Mm-hmm. And then there's that World War II pilot. Everybody's probably heard that story, right? Where he's, you know, gave all these details about being a World War II pilot, and they were able to verify everything and actually contacted the sister of the pilot. Mm-hmm. And they ended up, you know, having a little friendship and whatever. And she was like, that's my brother. I don't know. He's like a little kid, but that's my brother.
Well, and they say,
yeah,
I think we need to listen to the children more, you know, because they say kids, you know, when they're young like that, it's like before they're told that you can't see spirits, there's no such thing, right? And of course, I was never told that in my household, which is why, you know, we fostered that, or we fostered this whole belief, you know, seeing things. But a lot of people do. And like, you know, my niece Heather would see things, and same with Beck. They say children, just like they have the ability to see the supernatural and spirits, they also many times remember their past lives. So if they're talking like that, I think we really need to start really listening to what the kids are saying, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe question them a little bit.
Well, and I can understand, though, why adults don't, because it freaks them out. They don't know what to do with it. Once you hear something like that, it's like, well, now what do you do with it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly. You know? Yeah. Well, yeah. And you think, oh my God. Right? Oh, for sure.
Well, and then too, it's, if you remember, like, I think of that kid that remembered he was a World War II pilot, right? And there were so many shows on him, so many shows, and he knew all these details. And I'm thinking, this poor kid, he doesn't get to be himself. He has to be this other thing. And I saw an interview with him. He was 12 or something like that, so a little bit older. And he had said, I'm done with that. I think they put a memorial out to sea. He was able to go out to sea with his family, current family, and he's like, I need to be done with this. I just want to live my life. And so they went out and brought a wreath out to put it at sea for his former self. So he could like put him to rest and not worry about that anymore, or think about it, or have to talk about it anymore. So he really seemed like he was trying to detach from it, because I think there was a part of him that went, I don't want to be that person anymore. It's not me that I came here to be.
Right.
Just because I remember it doesn't mean I still want to be that.
That's right.
And so I'm like, oh, good for you. Good for you, and good for your parents to help you get there, you know, or whoever came up with the idea. It sounded like he did, but I think his parents were helping him, like, do you want to just be you this time?
Yeah. And the kid was like, I
can't do that.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and Karen is saying growing up is a case of losing our authenticity, which it is, right? People are always telling us we need to figure out what we're supposed to do. Okay, what about if it's just to take away the layers of what people think we're supposed to be and just really be ourselves, right? And not worry about that stuff. Live this life and honor the past, but let it go. That's what Karen is saying. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I agree 100%.
And that's because that's why we came here. You know, we came here to be in this lifetime.
And somehow the old one came through more so than it probably should have. Right. So,
and sometimes I think it's supposed to, because they are teaching people that this is a thing, you know, they're teachers for us in these lives. And so we get to listen to them if we choose to, but I think it happens because we need that. We need to see that this is possible.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. What an interesting subject. All right, so I'm going to talk about, so The Calling is on tomorrow night, our sibling show at 8 p.m. Eastern, and tomorrow night it's just going to be Kimberly and Willow on, and they're going to be talking haunted places. So that ought to be an interesting show. Jerry's taking the night off. How about that? That's cool.
We all need all right. So, ladies yeah, are taking so it.
The girls are taking the show. I love it. So that's tomorrow night. And this has been a great subject. And wow, like Kat is saying, what if there is no purpose? What if maybe we just are and can obviously screw things up or appreciate this life or both, which is true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know. I mean, we can guess, we can have ideas, we can, you know, but I don't know.
Yep.
I mean, I have my thoughts on it, but what if we're just here to float, you know?
That's right. We're here to live this life, you know? I know. I agree. But yeah, there's just so many. We won't know until we're gone. And then if we are reincarnated, we won't know anyway, you know? So interesting stuff. And it's mind boggling all at the same time. Just like everything else that we talk about. It's kind of like, oh my, you know? It's just another cool supernatural topic. Right?
Yeah, I just love the comments and the what ifs in the chat room. That's been fun.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, because there's just so many of them, right? I just think, wow. Yeah, it's cool. It's a very cool subject. Creepy dolls. Oh, no, we're talking about dolls now, too.
Yeah. The chat room took a turn.
Yeah, that's I see fun. That.
We and should try and do a show on creepy dolls. I wonder if there's someone out there that's like a creepy doll. Like, someone's got to have a museum, a doll museum, and we could get them on the show. That would be cool. You're like, no.
I know. I mean, you've seen my little bullhead. She's about the only doll that I allow in my house. Yeah.
Right.
She needs a new outfit. I need to buy one for her.
You've seen mine. But they're not at my house. They're all at the studio.
Yeah.
Oh, for good reason.
Karen says her garden is infested with spiders. Oof-da.
You know, speaking of spiders, I have contacted so many people who seem like experts on spiders. I have contacted, I can't tell you how many. I even went to the University of Minnesota, and I have no one that wants to talk about spiders on our show. None.
That's odd.
No
one. I wonder why.
I mean, the people I've heard back from are like, no. And then the rest of them, I just don't hear back from them. So I wanted to get someone to talk about spiders. Nada. I have gotten nothing.
Well, we'll just have to keep
looking. They're an elusive bunch, I tell you. Yes. Kind of like the creepies the spider, that they study.
Right? Yeah, oh my gosh. Yeah, maybe a First Nations person would speak. I don't know, though. You know, that's not sure about that one. But cool idea, though. But yeah, spiders. Oh, I would never kill a spider. You know, I always put them outside. I never kill them. I just get them and throw them out. They're good creatures, you know.
They eat bugs.
They eat bugs, you know, and they're just like, you know, bats. I love bats. I know I talk about putting a bat house back there, but of course my neighbors are all aghast. No, you will not. And I'm like, okay, well, you might hurt them if I did that, so I won't do that. But yeah, I love bats too. So, and they're awesome creatures, right? They eat mosquitoes like crazy. So
yeah,
they're good. They're good to have around.
We've suddenly taken a turn.
I know.
We are no longer talking from reincarnation
to spiders and bats. Yeah, here we go. Hug a bat. Yeah, Sherry, I agree. Hug a bat. I think they're cool little creatures. Anyway, we digress. No one from a university, a college. I think you've talked to people at the U of M.
I did, and I heard back from people at the U of M,
and they've said no.
And they said no.
Yeah,
they said they're with COVID, and everything was all stretched out, and it was all goofy. And so, I don't know, maybe down the road when things kind of settle in again.
Yep.
But now, nope, not happening. Anywho.
Well, the music is on, so it's time for us to go. So, everyone, thanks for listening, and thanks to the troops out there for your service and listening in if you are, and be safe.
Absolutely. And everybody in the chat room, thanks for all your awesome comments and stories. We totally appreciate having you here and everybody listening to Para-X Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Sarge, our most amazing producer, once again, thank you so much. And Para-X for hosting us. We love being here. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Good night, everyone. Make it a good week.
Have a good week.